chin held high, the tear falls down, guts up dead, just stuck out like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying, in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
That's something to be proud of.
That's something to be proud of.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for the release of the Epstein files. Members of President Trump's base loudly demanding it. Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's nothing to release. The National Guard pulling out of Los Angeles. The Pentagon ordering the 2,000 California guardsmen who were called up during recent ICE protests to now leave the city. An American Idol music supervisor and her husband both found dead in their Los Angeles home. Police were conducting a welfare check and found the bodies of Robin Kay and her husband in the Encino neighborhood with gunshot wounds. LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan says they have caught the man they think did it.
Motive is unknown. We're still looking into whether he has any type of relationship with the victims. Right now, it is an apparent random attack. The House did not appear to be ransacked.
The Senate voting to advance the White House-backed bill rescinding billions that have already been allocated for public health and public broadcasting. This is ABC News. President Trump continuing to tack bigger tariffs onto several countries, even as monthly inflation last month was higher than expected. More tariffs kicking in August 1st. Heather Long is chief economist at Navy Federal Credit Union. She says the nation's wealthiest are thriving right now. The rest, not so much. She describes it as a K-shaped economy.
When you think of the letter K, the top 20% of America, the top of the K shooting up, is doing really well. You know, stock market's doing well. Home values are way up. We're not going to have a recession. Earnings are looking good on those corporate profitability. But if you look at the bottom 40%, the bottom of the K, you're starting to see a lot of strain. You're starting to see credit card and auto loan defaults rise. You know, you're starting to see millions of people who've just had their credit downgraded because they couldn't pay their student loans and repay. And so you're starting to see those signs of strain.
And right now, Dow futures are pointing to a lower open. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Lack of state budget funding will force the closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans. The sites in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay will close by September. Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the agency didn't receive $1.9 million requested. Wisconsin joins a $720 million settlement against opioid drug makers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general have reached an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. And this week, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers around the state as part of an initiative to curtail risky driving. Troopers will use the high vantage point to look for behaviors including distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, and seatbelt violations.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high right around 74. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though
In his Sunday best, he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, take a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. Of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. It looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round, baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. We take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. I steal a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night.
couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need some mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Red-tailed buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb,
chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Alabama, Dixieland Delight here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s, do have some areas of showers and storms as well. Big changes as well in our forecast. Going to be much cooler. We have that ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to talk with Mike Bruner with the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo that's coming up next year in April. And we're going to find out more about the expo here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Well, on the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Feed costs can add up fast. At Alcivia, they help you lock in pricing on key commodities through forward contracts. They source directly, run their own trucks, and move product efficiently through the Fall River facility. The result? Competitive pricing and reliable supply. Protect your margins, reduce risk, and plan ahead. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to talk strategy.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We go to the next level with special guest contributor Peggy Coffin, the host of the podcast Up Level Dairy, with the topic this week, dairy expansion and managing new teams. And Peggy's guest on this Up Level Dairy podcast is Bridget Schilling from Schilling Farms in Darlington, Wisconsin.
Schilling Farms is one that is long associated with excellence. And in fact, back in my magazine editor days, I used to watch their team be recognized annually as one of the top repro herds in the nation at the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council annual meeting. They had about 600 cows, a top-notch team. Well, 2 years ago, the opportunity came up for them to purchase a second site with 1,500 cows, and it was 40 miles away in the town of Montfrent. That also meant taking on a dozen more employees who stayed with the dairy through the buyout. And it was during this time of transition that Bridget stepped back from her 12-year nursing career to join her husband, Brian, his brother, Andy, and Andy's wife, Sarah, on the dairies. And while the partners in the dairy were figuring out new systems, moving cows, commuting back and forth, Bridget could see their hustle to get the cows in operations dialed in, yet she couldn't help but ask one really important question. Who is supporting the employees through this time of change?
Just a lot of the logistical stuff. So then I felt like, well, how are we supporting these employees? Because it's scary for them. What's it going to be like with a new boss? And making sure everybody's on the same page. It was give and take on both parts. We had to trust them and they had to trust us.
Just like the night shift on the nursing floor, Bridget knew that connecting with every employee during every shift matters, even if it meant paying a visit to the parlor at 11 p.m.
Spending time in the parlor and knowing what they're doing, it's different on every shift. You have different personalities. You work differently together. I want them to know that I'm a part of the team just as much as them. We have different roles. It doesn't make anybody less or more important. I think working alongside somebody is different than working above somebody. It's not perfect by any means. I never want to pretend like it's perfect because there's definitely tough conversations and things that are constantly evolving and you just have to work through those things.
Bridget has also brought structure and consistency to the communications with the Montfrent team. And what she's about to tell you right here has been one of the highest impact actions. It's one-on-one meetings with each employee 3 times a year.
I do it every 4 months. And just to sit down with them one-on-one, we talk about, you know, I usually ask them what they're grateful for or what do they value. We talk about what's one thing you could improve in your job role. What do you like about working at the dairy? I just try to find like 4 or 5 questions that we can just have a one-on-one conversation. And I always close with, what can I do differently as a leader? What support can I give you? Because as we know with anything, people don't just come to work and just have work to deal with. They might have other things going on in their life. And I want them to know I will support them or I have resources.
From working alongside employees on the night shift to opening up conversations and following through to regularly scheduled one-on-one employee meetings, Bridget has been able to see shifts in the level of trust with the new team, and that's helped get the Montfrent Dairy running effectively and efficiently.
That's the other thing, and I did this as a nurse. I don't stand and preach. I sit down at a table and we talk together. I don't stand in front of them. That's not my style.
Step number one, she and the ownership team got on the same page and opened up their own communications before she ever set foot in the barn. Next, she built a foundation of trust by bringing in a translator that could be shoulder to shoulder with her as she worked alongside employees in the parlor and in the barn, asking them questions, following through, offering support. And number three, she's brought structure to ongoing communications with the scheduled one-on-one meetings every 4 months, where she sits down, looks people in the eye, and asks key questions like, how can I support you? What do you need to be able to do your job easily? And what can I do differently as a leader? And then she listens and follows through. And these steps have accelerated the new team to the high standard Chilling Farms is known for.
Our thanks to Peggy Coffin, host of the Up Level Dairy Podcast, and her guest Bridget Schilling from Schilling Farms in Darlington, Wisconsin. For more podcasts from Up Level Dairy, simply go to upleveldairy.com. Thanks for listening to Dairy Radio Now.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? A look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star and Amazed here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 68 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August and September milk both down 3. August at 17.19, September 17.98, October down 6 to 18.45, November down 11 at 18.39. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels and blocks both were two lower. Blocks down to 162.5 and barrels at 165 for trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 254. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 127.5 for trades on the day. While dry whey up 1/2 to 57.25 and no trades on the day. Cattle's called higher and hogs also called higher today. Live cattle futures recovered some of the losses Monday and then some on Tuesday as contracts closed at new highs. The resiliency of the cattle market is basically incredible, indicating the higher trend continues. The concern over the strength of boxed beef is back in of the traders' minds, but the discount of futures to cash is the focus. Increasing cattle prices last week provides support, and technical indices are also remaining strong as well. Now, hog futures, they did fall for the fourth straight day, but the selling appears to have run its course as hogs during the day rebounded significantly from the lows, and looks like there could be some additional buying interest in the hog market today. August live cattle opens today at 222.40, October 219.27, December 219.60. August feeder cattle open at 322.27, September 322.37, October 320.47. August hogs open at 103.92, October 87.47, December 79.17. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today, despite the low close for soybeans and wheat on Tuesday. And a finish off the daily highs in the corn markets. Tuesday's session offered some reason for optimism as most markets held above key chart support immediately below their respective closes. That has encouraged early buying into the evening and into this morning as row crop markets are attempted a midweek rally to start the session. And outside markets, an uptick in inflation in June was the source of some of the nervousness in equities. On Tuesday, the U.S. dollar has strung together 9 straight positive sessions heading into today as higher treasury yields have attracted investors. September corn up 4.75 this morning to 406. December up 5.5 to 425.25. March up 5.25 to 442. And new crop 26 up 2.75 to 457.5. August beans up 6.75 to 10.01.75. September up 7.25 to 9.94.5. November up 8 to 10.09.75. New crop 26 up 7.25 to 10.47.5. August soybean meal up $1.50 this morning to 266.80. While August soybean oil up 29 cents to 54.85. September and December wheat both up 3/4. September at 5.38.75. December at 5.59.5. Minneapolis wheat, September up 3.75 to 6.05. December up 3.25 to 6.24.5. Energy markets are lower this morning. August crude oil down 50 cents to 66.02. September down 43 cents to 64.94. Meanwhile, August and September gas both down a cent. August at 2.15, September at 2.11. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st. So don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn at 401.25, August 401.25, new crop 419.75. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 389.25, August 383.25, September 381.25, new crop 369.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 388 to August 387, new crop 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, new crop 369, cash beans 925, new crop 931. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 366, new crop 370, cash beans 907, new crop at 917. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 383, September 376, new crop 380. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in August corn 362, new crop 366, cash of beans 929, new crop 935. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 222 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 219, market cows 105 to 162, bulls 160 to 209, calves 640 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets: light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 75 and down. Goat markets: does 190 and down, bucks 275 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 223, market cows 120 to 134, market bulls 145 to 214. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls. Yeah.
I feel like a woman. Like a woman.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolks have disowned a few of
others and me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Mike Bruner. He is with the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, and that's going to be coming up on April 12th of next year at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, and April 11th and 12th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And there'll be three buildings being used for the Bee Expo. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Bee Expo. And Mike, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess first, is this what, the second year of the Expo coming up?
Yes, we had our initial Expo last year in April, and we're going to have the second one in 26. We're expanding to 2 days and three buildings.
So this will be April 11th and 12th of next year here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. So what was the reasoning behind wanting to start this Expo?
Well, a few of us guys are just talking one day about going to bee club meetings as honeybee keepers, and we're all hobbyists. We don't do it for a living, but we had a scholarship program. We're trying to educate the youth and get them more people to work into not necessarily always just keeping honeybees, but pollinators, the importance of bees, the importance of pollinators. And we're thinking that what we're offering is good, but we need to offer more educational opportunities of not necessarily everyone wants to be a beekeeper, but what can you do for a beekeeper? Planting pollinator gardens, planting butterfly gardens, planting everything else like that. So we just put this all together to try and bring a more awareness of the sustainability of the human race, basically starting with pollination.
And so at this upcoming expo, then, what are some of the things that are going to be folks are going to be able to see?
Well, we have a lot of vendors that come in and help support us, and we're going to have speakers speaking on various topics, some of them about specific beekeeping, some of them about different types of beehives. But we also have speakers that are going to come in, and they're going to talk to us about, we have a new one coming in next year, is going to talk about growing fruit trees and how to properly prune fruit trees, specific gardening aspects, specific layouts of gardens and how you can make them work more friendly. Other sustainability options. We actually do some food demos. We do some food preservation things. A lot of things that have gained interest just from the initial offering that we put.
Talking with Mike Berner this morning with the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo. It will be back next year, the second annual Bee Expo, April 11th and 12th, here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Well, there will also be things for maybe people who aren't beekeepers but want to help pollinators about, here's what you can do with your yard, or here's what you can plant in that flower garden, or here's what you shouldn't use to keep the weeds out of the garden, and that sort of thing to help protect and help out the pollinators.
Exactly. It does reach out, and we have some great farmers that talk with us about things too. As much as farmers nowadays, they probably don't spray as much herbicide as they used to because of the inoculants that are on seeds when they initially put them in the grounds and things like that. But even an herbicide, as opposed to a pesticide, herbicides are not good because these bees are out there collecting pollen and storing it in their hives for the winter so that they have proteins. They can't eat just straight sugar all winter. When they're packing this pollen in there, they're also concentrating the level of herbicide that they're in there too, and it's not uncommon to see a lot of bees that don't survive the winters merely because of poisonings and things like that. So the more you can help, the better it's going to be all the way around. And again, I refer to bees, but it's also affecting butterflies. It's affecting everything else.
Talking with Mike Berner this morning with the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, second annual expo coming up April 11th and 12th here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. There'll be three separate buildings. So for folks that are wanting to attend, how can they find out more about the expo and make plans to attend?
Well, absolutely. That's very important. We do have a webpage, chippewavalley-bee-expo.org. We also have a Facebook page, Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, and we're putting postings on there consistently. If you go to our webpage, you can also sign up to receive an email newsletter. We'll give you updates on other things we have going on. We will be offering, hopefully, some additional educationals as we continue to move forward, doing some seminars and presentations through other groups. But we're looking forward to really continuing just to grow and bring an awareness to the importance of everything that's out there. And every little thing that one person does adds up quite large.
Anything else to add?
Hope to see you there. Come and visit us. And maybe if you want to be a beekeeper, we have a lot of people that are willing to mentor. So if you're interested in starting out, contact us. We have a volunteer link on our website as well. So if you're interested in volunteering, maybe helping out that day, being a part of it, we're always looking for people to help assist in things we're doing. But we hope to see you there, and we'll see you next spring.
It's going to be the April 11th and 12th. It's the second annual Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, April 11th and 12th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. You can visit their website, chippewavalley-bee-expo.org. Again, chippewavalley-bee-expo.org. And you can also search for them on Facebook as well, the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
It'll be a cool and cloudy day today in our ag weather forecast, with temperatures struggling to get out of the 60s and into the 70s. In fact, it looks like we won't see highs back into the 80s until early next week. We'll have chances of rain as well today, along with Friday and Friday night, and again Monday night into Tuesday of next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 68 to 73, relative humidities at 76 to 81%, northeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and storms, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, a scattered trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected, and north winds at 7 to 12. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. North winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of rain showers. We'll have highs 80 to 85. Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night, and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits too. It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
What sounds like several different species of birds in your trees might only be one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mockingbirds love to imitate their feathered friends, and they're pretty feisty, too, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. If that's the case, mockingbirds are gaining a lot of friends. Keith Arnold is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He says the mockingbird is about the size of a cardinal. It's gray and slender with white bars on its wings and a long beak. They nest in shrubs and trees in a variety of habitats from the city to the desert. Both parents are so protective of their young, they'll fearlessly dive bomb cats, dogs, hawks, owls, humans, or anything else they perceive as a predator. Mockingbirds have their own beautiful songs, but they're famously known for mimicking sounds that they pick up from other birds. Arnold says they like to show off their talents.
I think that once they hear that song or call, then they add it to the repertoire. They'll sing a phrase for four or five times, and then they'll switch to something else. It's not like they continue using the same phrase for long periods of time.
Both males and females sing. Unmated males will carry on all day and late into the night. Mockingbirds will hang around the backyard, but don't expect to see them at feeders. They prefer open areas with fruiting trees and bushes. Arnold says they're not considered a nuisance bird unless you're being harassed because there's a nest nearby or you're trying to grow tomatoes.
They'll go and pick on tomatoes for the food. The liquid in the tomato is a good food for them. It's very hard to grow tomatoes. You have to actually pick them as they just barely start to turn orange. If you wait too long and get them vine ripe and you got a mockingbird around, there's going to be all kinds of holes in that tomato.
Your best defense is to put bird netting around your tomatoes and maybe sing a bit to distract them. Learn more about mockingbirds and listen to their sounds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi.